presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
This is the last day here at E3. Of course, 2019. And you finally got to check out one of the games that you were really curious about, man. Was it Square Enix, Crystal Dynamics,
Marvel? It was published by Square Enix, but it was a combination effort between Eidos and Crystal Dynamics.
Ooh, so, okay.
Eidos there you Montreal. Go. Marvel Avengers.
There's been a little
criticisms because Nintendo announced their little entry with the Marvel titles.
Yeah.
Kind of throws a little confusion in there because you kind of expect.
And I'll tell you what happened to me today. So I interviewed Mike, you know, from US Gamer.
Right.
We were talking.
Shout out to Mr. Subway.
Shout out to him. So I asked him, hey, so what was your most disappointed game? He goes, you're gonna be surprised, Danny. Marvel Avengers. I was like, I'm thinking the Switch. And he's like, yeah, you know, the graphics. I'm like in my head, you know, yeah, Nintendo Switch, you know. And then he's like, yeah, because, you know, Crystal Dynamics. And I was like, oh my God, that was disappointed? I was in shock. So, because, dude, we got to play the Nintendo Switch version.
Yes, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 4?
Yeah. Yo,
3, it was, 4?
It was good. I had a great time. We were playing 4 players. Shout out to Ella. She was playing with us. Our friend Ella. And Paris. My character was Wolverine. What was yours?
I was playing with Venom.
Venom.
Paris was running Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And I believe Ella was playing Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
And that seemed to be more of that co-op fun type experience where it's basically a button mash.
You also level up and
you get your
RPGM elements a little bit.
I don't know if I would say that because I didn't see many skill tree opportunities and things like that that would be like a traditional RPG. I didn't see any of those elements in what I saw in the Square Enix version. I do know, you know, just from the presentation and watching gameplay, and we have an original story in collaboration with Marvel. So whether, you know, because obviously, and we don't know, honestly, if there's going to be some iteration of Thanos and Infinity Gauntlet, there are many characters that, you know, I didn't expect to see, Taskmaster being one of the villains that we encounter, set in San Francisco, and, you know, 4-player online combat co-op comes out May 15th on all platforms. I will say the cast that they've selected is an all-star voice cast, but I think we as fans of the MCU, you associate those characters with those voices that we've become so enamored with over the, you know, the past 10 years. You expect to hear Chris Evans with the shield. You expect to hear Robert Downey Jr. with the Iron Man outfit. You expect to hear, well, I mean, you know, the Incredible Hulk could be one of many characters, right? But, you know, you expect to hear Mark Ruffalo in that role. And unfortunately, and maybe that's because I'm the comic book geek and, you know, but I don't, at the same time, I don't want to gatekeep it and say it's going to be bad. I do think that there could be some improvements. I think some of the outfits and some of the armors are kind of off-putting, I guess, again. And this might just be because we're jaded because of the MCU has taken everyone by storm. That being said, are there opportunities for fun in that? There are, but In all actuality, I do think that Ultimate Alliance 3 has the better opportunity, right? There's many more characters than just the ones that we've become, you know, we've fallen in love with.
The demo version was a small list because it's a demo version, of course.
Right.
But the game comes out this summer.
Right.
July, I believe.
Yeah.
So, but
I think the difference being between those two games is you've got the graphics heavy or the graphics intensive version in the Marvel Avengers from Square Enix, while you get the Nintendo Switch's version with Marvel Ultimate Alliance, their the graphics on there are not as refined. They're not as sharp. They're not as clear cut. You know, they're still, it still gives you the feel of you're playing on a mobile or you're playing on a Nintendo console, where it's more about the gameplay and the experience versus trying to go for high fidelity on everything.
Yeah, because that the trailer that they showed for the Square Enix one, I felt like they were trying too hard.
Maybe
it's just me. But
so what we saw in our presentation was
the same
an extended, which included gameplay.
Okay.
So what everybody saw from the video, and if they're only going based on that, it's not the same, right? It did show it's akin to a button mash, you know, action adventure game, but with Thor. You have the ability to jump, do your ultimate, which, you know, is like you're the God of Thunder. So you're pulling, you know, mm-hmm. you're pulling your hammer up and striking lightning down on everybody. Mm-hmm. You can throw your hammer. You can pin them to walls. You can pull it back and hit people on the way back. So if you're expecting what you saw on the video to be just a representation of the game, you're going to be mistaken. And that's why I said, there will be people who enjoy this version of it. I think, you know, you could almost say that there might be MCU fatigue in a mm-hmm. sense, right? Mm-hmm. And so people want that change. They want that alternate view. But it's not all that bad. Iron Man, obviously you get a chance to be in whatever Mark version armor you're in as Iron Man. You get to do the twists and the rolls in your Iron Man outfit as you're flying along. You get to shoot your repulsor rays from your palms, mm-hmm. even the giant one out of the center heart piece. So I didn't get to I did see Hulk gameplay, and that is where I think the fun is going to be.
Which one?
Hulk. Because as you play as Hulk,
a couple of people mentioned that. I think the Hulk one.
That was the one I think got the most oohs and ahs in the crowd as we were watching the presentation, because you're the Hulk, right? You're not going to sit there and just pow pow. No, he was literally like in the Avengers, where he was mm-hmm. slamming the bodies back and forth, like when he was slamming Loki in Avengers Tower. He does the same thing as one of his attacks. The other one is taking two humans, one in each hand, and slamming them together to do his super clap. That was a lot of fun. I don't know if I recall seeing Black Widow's gameplay.
Okay.
Lies. I did see, because she was the one that fights against Taskmaster. So I did see her gameplay, and her gameplay is pretty cool. She gets to go stealth, so she goes invisible, and you don't get to see her. So, you know, using her, again, she's an assassin, so you would expect stealth to be her main mechanic. So there's an opportunity there for it. I still think it could use some additional polish. Obviously, we're playing in it. We're watching a demo, so that this wasn't the final product, and things are it's going to be expected weird. To change.
Did I mention dates?
March
2020. Jeez.
I'm sorry, God. May 15th, 2020. Oh, so there's plenty of time. Okay. You have plenty of time for improvement.
Yeah. So let's go now with the Nintendo Switch version, because this is going to be about both games. So the
right,
Nintendo Switch
Marvel
version.
Marvel versus Marvel combat.
I really enjoyed this, man. It wasn't confusing. Let me go back.
Thanks it's for confusing. Listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
A lot of enemies plus a full player. That's one. Two is I like that there's spots where you could change your class and do certain things.
Yes.
And there's certain times that you might like that might be like the last checkpoint, the opportunity for you to change your class. If you keep on going, you're stuck with your character. But every time you fight, you get experience points. Your character will level up, and I had a blast. Enemies was cool, boss was really cool, and I like that all of us together we had to press the L.
The bumper buttons.
Once our power is full.
Yeah, once you get your leveled up, or once you get your ultimate power lit up, yeah. Everybody can do it. And,
at the same
and
time.
It does like a really super combo attack,
mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really cool. I did enjoy the gameplay for what we, you know, for the small slice that we got to play.
Yeah.
I agree with you in that it does seem a little cluttered. Mm-hmm. And again, we were on a small, maybe 18-20 inch screen, so maybe
imagine on the go, even worse. So yeah, if on the go with one, maybe max two.
Yeah, I don't. I couldn't see playing four people, each with Joy-Cons.
I mean, you could do it, and I mean, go for it. I did notice
in similar to a lot of top down fighters, where when people start to go in one direction and you start to move away from some of the enemies, further away from the screen, you have to kind of go back because it can only the camera can only go back so far.
That happened to us a couple of times. Yes. One was either an enemy was a little bit far away from us, drops.
Or we just kept pushing forward. Yeah. We had to go back for drops on occasion.
Yeah.
I will say that seeing a lot of the characters that are not normally associated with Marvel properties, like seeing Iron Fist, seeing Jessica Jones, you know, obviously we've seen her in the Netflix series. Mm-hmm. But actually seeing her as a character in the game caught me off guard. You know, I don't think they went through the full list of characters, but I did see Black Panther. I did see Miles Morales, Spider-Man. And that's where I got conflicted when we were trying to choose characters. I was like, do I go with Miles or do I go with Venom? And I ended up going with Venom. Cool. I kind of regretted it after I made the selection, but I had already gotten accustomed to his gameplay.
That's all good.
We probably should have swapped, like, so that we all started figuring, you know, getting to see other characters.
We should have done that like in the last checkpoint. That would have been cool. Yeah, right before the boss. But right. The thing is, it's risky because you don't know.
Right, because you don't know what the character does and exactly. Things like that. So, yeah. But again, I think it's more finely tuned and it doesn't rely on the polished graphics. It's just fine with gameplay. And again, it's what Nintendo does, right? That's their wheelhouse, mm-hmm. You know, giving you fun gameplay and experiences.
Yeah, and it was Team Ninja and another company that worked on this game.
Yeah, Team Ninja was one, and the other one was, it was a collaboration. But fantastic job by Nintendo. Yeah. I think they knocked it out of the park on that.
Really, really good. I'm excited. Now, if you have the opportunity, you get both games and you have to play one. Which one you would choose? I'll tell you mine after yours, but
I think I'd probably go with actually it was Koei Tecmo that was the other co-team.
Oh, Coin, yeah, Coin.
I'd probably go with the Nintendo Switch version because it's easier entryway into getting couch co-op type gameplay.
Plus, you can get your family to play.
That's what I'm saying. That's an excellent opportunity. I can just hand off Joy-Cons to everybody and let everybody go to work. The only thing I will say, and I don't know because of the need for four buttons and your bumpers, I don't know if the Joy-Cons are capable of doing that.
No, there is buttons there. There is.
But you gotta
set it up. Yeah.
But you need four. Joy-Cons only have two, AB. Yeah,
you're right.
So I don't know if you'd be able to use the simple Joy-Cons.
Well, you could unless they put one, I don't know. I gotta check to see.
But you know what I mean, though.
Yeah,
right?
So I
still would think that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, the Black Order, is still the preferred one at this time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's, you know, we still have to give Marvel Avengers a 12-month lead time for that to come out. Mm-hmm. My only complaint, unfortunately, is that I'm just not used to the controller button layout on the Nintendo Pro controller.
Because I played it before, so it's kind of similar. All right, we're going to wrap it up, Higa. We're going to quote one more thing before we head out. So thank you for listening. Until next time.